525,600 minutes. 525,000 moments, oh dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter, in strife.
How do you measure a year? How does a class stack up against the past and prepare for the future? Students put in hours of work, physical strain, and mental anguish. But perhaps the biggest measure of success for a senior class here comes not from what they do, but from what they can get out of. And that ultimate measure happens in the form of the go-home/no-go-home decision on time earning day. Senior Duncan Diaz takes the weight of the decision and the class on his presidential shoulders.
Well, obviously every year the seniors try to get out early. And last year they kind of set the bar really high because they did something different with the Bible verse being read.
Not facing the daunting task alone, seniors often turn to an unlikely source for figuring out the best way to get out of school. Their teachers. Mr. Ade offered this advice.
They all start going, do you think we're going to get out early? You know, what should we do? And every teacher tells them stuff, you know. The thing I always tell them is, and I'm sure every other teacher is, it's like chanting and things like that never works, you know. So coming up with something clever and original is really the way to go.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land.
Instead of studying calculus and physics, the seniors decided to study the Bible. To get out of school, seniors followed the same path the Jews took to get out of Egypt thousands of years ago, by parting a sea of red. Senior Duncan Diaz came up with the idea.
So I had seen on a bunch of basketball team student sections do that. They have everybody dress up in red and have the guy dress up like Moses and part the Red Sea before the game to kind of get the crowd pumped. And we just decided to get everybody to just wear a red shirt, take it off, and have Aaron come down with a Bible, because that's just kind of how it came about.
The planning went well. Then it all came down to execution.
We were kind of struggling because we didn't know if it was going to, and we were trying to make sure everybody was on the same page with it. So it was a lot of moving parts, but it came together great, and it really worked out well.
At the end of the day, seniors, like Chase Condren, were headed home, successful in their quest and proud of a stellar ending to a really great year.
I thought it was really good. I was excited about it. And then a lot of the teachers, Mr. Wells, Coach Cochran, they were saying it's probably the best one they've seen, the best kind of way to ask out. So I felt really good about that.
Even juniors, like Michael Miller, had to admire the effort.
I think that was the best skit they've done this year by far. And it was actually pretty creative.
But the success of this year's tie-burning skit just puts more pressure in the junior class to live up to the higher expectations and go even bigger and better next year, or not go home. Junior Adam Shepard thinks that next year's junior class has what it takes to step into these big shoes.
I thought it was really good and creative. Not sure what we're going to do, but we're going to have to try to top that. I feel like our upcoming senior class is probably going to be the best since our freshman year. That senior class was really good all around, but athletics-wise, just kind of overall, I think we have a really good sense of community in our class.
As a juniors look forward, seniors look back, sizing up their efforts, their successes and failures, and their class legacy. Condren, for one, is very happy with how his class turned out.
I think we, at the beginning, I think we were all pretty hesitant, kind of worried that we'd be pretty, that we wouldn't be too great, but I think we actually came together really well, for as like kind of crazy as we are. We got a lot done this year. I think it went much smoother than we thought it would, honestly. It was a really fun senior year.
As class president, Diaz gets the last word on the class of 2017.
I mean, I love my senior class. I think the guys are great. I think we have kind of a wide variety of kids, which is always good, right? And I think at the end of the day, we all might have our differences, but I think we all come together and we're brothers, and we've really kind of bonded through our 4 years at Catholic High. And I couldn't ask for a better senior class. I know George passing away hit a lot of guys really hard, and I think we kind of bonded and came together with that even more. So, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better senior class.
In the end, it's Father Fred who makes the final decision about the outcome of the tie burning. Luckily for the seniors, he liked this year's skit, and this year's class, too.
Very good. It was better than most years. They've been a pretty good class. They have. I was hoping a little bit more out of them, but no, they've been a pretty good class compared to some of the other ones we've had. Okay. They should do well in college if they will work. But that's the best I can tell you.
As the year closes and graduation nears, seniors leave us with a final word to sum up what their class leaves behind.
Fun.
Unique.
Unfazed.
Eccentric.
And juniors tell us what we can expect from the class of 2018 next year.
Interesting.
Good people.
Powerful.